Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. As we're just minutes away from the closing bell, let's get a check-in with our very own Jared Blickery at the Interactive.
That's right. In the NASDAQ, we just hit session lows a minute or two ago. You can see that bar right there. So a little bit of weakness heading into the close once again. But I want to show the S&P 500 here because this is the fifth day in the row that we have done basically nothing and traded sideways. Up, down, up, down. That's what we've seen over these five sessions here. Well, let's take a look inside the market. And we're going to take a look at the sector action. Utilities still in the lead. That's up over 1.5%, followed by real estate up 1%, and then consumer staples and healthcare. Looks like energy just trading around the flat line right now, but as I've been saying all day, very defensive setup here. And just checking in on some of the components inside the market, semiconductors having a rough go of it. We've seen tech flagging today, AMD down 5%, NVIDIA down 2%. And then you take a look at some of the other markets, especially some of these Russian markets and markets affected by Russia. We've been talking about the futures quite a bit, but look at these ETFs. Another 26% drop today alone in ERUS. And you take a look at what's happened over the last 14 days since this whole mess began. 80% of its value has been sliced off. Can't even trade the underlying. It's amazing that people are still able to trade this. Also want to get a check on cybersecurity because those have occasionally gotten a bid, but not today. A lot of these software stocks just flagging. Look at this. CrowdStrike down 5%, Datadog down 10%, Okta after its earnings yesterday down 8%.